Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this wild ride we call life. Today, we're diving into something that's probably been popping up in your head more often than you'd like. Feeling of being completely overwhelmed. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and there just aren't enough hours in the day? You know that feeling when deadlines loom, emails pile up, and life throws curveballs left and right? Yeah, I get it. But guess what? Stoicism has a powerful solution for this, focusing on what you can control. Now, before we get too deep into ancient wisdom, let me be real. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots who just shrug off everything life throws away. It's about understanding that some things are simply out of our hands, and stressing over them is like trying to catch smoke. It's exhausting and ultimately pointless. The key is recognizing the difference between what we can influence and what we can't. Okay, so let's break down 5 golden nuggets of Stoic wisdom on focusing on what you can control. 1. Your mindset is your superpower. Think about it, your thoughts and perceptions shape your reality. Are you going to dwell on the things you can't change or focus on the power you have within yourself to react, adapt, and choose your response? Stoicism teaches us that we have an internal compass, a moral code, that guides our actions and helps us navigate challenges with grace. So even when life throws lemons at you, remember, you get to decide whether you're going to make lemonade or just stand there scowling at the sour fruit. 2. Take ownership of your actions. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you react. Every decision you make, every action you take, is a testament to your personal power. Stoicism encourages us to be proactive, responsible for our choices, and accountable for their consequences. Instead of blaming external factors, ask yourself, what's within my control? What step can I take right now to move towards a positive outcome? 3. Let go of perfectionism. Listen, nobody's perfect. Stressing over or achieving an impossible standard is just setting yourself up for frustration and disappointment. Stoicism reminds us that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Embrace the journey, learn from your mistakes, and celebrate the small victories along the way. 4. Practice mindfulness. In a world of constant distractions, mindfulness is like hitting the pause button. It's about being fully present in the moment, appreciating the little things, and not letting anxieties about the future or regrets about the past steal your joy. Take a few deep breaths, feel your feet on the ground, notice the sights and sounds around you. It's amazing what the difference a little mindfulness can make. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This one is powerful. Instead of focusing on what you lack, shift your attention to the good things in your life. A warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these are the things that truly matter. Stoicism encourages us to practice gratitude daily because it helps us appreciate the present moment and find joy even amidst challenges. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-life example. Picture this. You're rushing to get ready for work. Your computer decides to crash just as you're finishing that important presentation, and then you realize you left your phone at home. Yikes. Talk about a stressful morning, right? Here's where stoicism comes in handy. You can't control the fact that your computer crashed or that you left your phone behind. But what you can control is how you react to these situations. Do you panic, throw your hands up in the air, and let the day spiral into chaos? Or do you take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's just a temporary setback, and come up with a plan B? You could try finishing the presentation on your phone at a cafe or sending an email to your colleagues explaining the situation. See, even in the midst of a frustrating morning, you have choices that empower you to navigate the situation effectively. So remember, folks, stoicism isn't about denying your emotions or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging what's within your control and focusing your energy on making positive changes. It's about choosing resilience over reactivity, growth over stagnation, and finding peace amidst the chaos. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can focus on controlling today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.